and welcome to episode 3 of Everything But Football. We are back by popular demand, or because we said we would do this every week. Bill Both and KK Short, your co-hosts.
What's up, man? How you doing, Bill?
I'm all right, thank you. Would you like to introduce our guest today, or is there an introduction
for him? I think he has his own introduction. I think he's been studying for this moment.
I've been thinking long and hard about this, but my name is Graham Gano.
Okay.
But some people just call me Kicker. Okay. Many people say I don't have a name, so there's that.
But kickers are people too.
That's right.
They Thanks, are. KK. Now we've already talked too much about football by saying that you're a kicker.
Mm-hmm.
So let's avoid talking about football. But can we talk about what you did before you came in here, though? I mean, it's a little tangential to football, but lifting some weights, huh?
Well, KK and I went and got a little lift on, you know, to get our minds right for this radio show.
Usually lift with him because you guys do the same weight?
Yeah, you know, kind of that, and KK's pretty awesome.
Okay.
One of those is a lie. I'm sure you could guess which one, but yes.
But I don't guess it.
I don't lift as much at KK.
Now, do you think KK, he really is? Because I know the Madden video game says that Graham's the strongest kicker in the league, but I'm not sure if you know this. He has a connection with EA Sports, which helped him get up there. Do you think?
Wow.
Wait, you didn't know that? Is that?
No.
These are just rumors. You know,
I did a story on it 2 years ago.
That's true.
Charlotte
yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's the rumor might
Confirmed.
Be true.
Yeah.
So yes. that's why he goes so hard in the weight room.
But a few years back, I actually sent video to my friend at, you know, EA Sports with Madden, and you know, I had some video behind the results. So I don't know. I enjoy lifting weights, but I'm nowhere close to being as strong as KK.
No, but I do think you like one of the strongest guys that, you know, for your position or whatever you do, you know. So
thanks, KK.
That's off to you.
What a nice guy right here.
How many tackles do you have? That's too much football.
This,
sorry.
None.
Too much football.
None this year.
In your career though?
Not sure. Maybe 13 or 14 or something.
Really?
Not sure. But
one fumble recovery. That's probably my coolest football moment. But
really, but why are we talking about football?
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's suck again. But so, explain the picture you're just trying to take.
We were just taking a nice photo together. Ooh. You know, KK.
You just
and
happened
I.
to have your arm flexing after you lifted weights.
Well, it's you know, it's the new sleeveless hoodie they gave us. So I was just trying to rock it. You know, maybe get a Nike sponsorship
promo.
Or something.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
You know, it's
like
just for KK's show. So maybe look out on the Instagram or Twitter, and maybe you'll see it out there.
So KK came up with an idea earlier about maybe freestyling.
Mm. I thought you said we weren't going to do that.
But I know I said that, but I said.
But I think this is a platform for you to go big.
Mm, man.
If you want to, though.
All right. Here it goes, guys.
Yep.
This is my big moment.
You need a beat or not?
All right. No, I don't think I can do it with
a
beat.
Acapella.
All right. Yo, 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 it's Graham Gano. I'm the freestyle king and the freestyle pro. I was going to get a cut, but now my hair's going to grow. I guess I failed.
No, because some guys that be on TV doesn't
That's true.
Freestyle. They write it, and
yeah.
then they come in
see,
without a pen and pad. And
see,
and
I might have heard one of my buddies sing that a few times in college, but maybe not.
Into the mic, remember.
But if they didn't Snapchat,
Sorry about
it wasn't
that.
Real.
That's true. You did not get that on Snapchat, did you?
I don't have Snapchat,
okay.
But I'm just saying. If no one Snapchatted it, it's not real.
We got to edit that out because that was pretty embarrassing. I'm not going to lie. Is this going to be on Panthers.com?
It'll be all over them. This is
oh,
worldwide.
No, this is bad news.
This is worldwide. This is big. This
but
is
you Graham, though, so I think people give you a little pass.
Well, we don't have any video proof
awesome.
That I'm actually on this, so I might just deny
What's your
it.
Social Security address? Or number. I guess it's
yeah,
social
Yeah, I wasn't going to correct you, but.
So, Graham, man, what's the typical day of Graham on a day off of work?
A day off? Man, typical day. My kids are probably going to wake me up 2 or 3 times at night. I get pretty excited about it though, because I get to see him, and I don't get to see him a lot during the week. We'll get up probably around 6 or 7 in the morning, have a cup of coffee with my wife. Probably shortly thereafter, my kids will start jumping all over me and playing, and they want to wrestle nonstop. And usually try to spend a lot of time outside with them. Spend a lot of time cleaning up toys and trying not to step on Legos. And my wife cooks amazing dinners, so that's.
What's she make?
What does she make, man? She makes this this chicken and broccoli casserole that's amazing.
Supposed to say everything. It's your wife.
Everything she makes is great. Seriously, everything.
Cut that out now,
2 points for you.
No, that she makes everything is everything's amazing that she makes. Everything she touches is gold.
No, but I see you outside and I see deers back there. and I see you had named a couple of deers. I saw it in one of your videos.
You saw the deers? The deer?
What was the deer name?
The deer. The deer was pregnant, and she ended up having her baby deer, but we gave her the name Shaekwondo. And
I love it.
It's what's the name?
Shaekwondo.
Okay. How do you spell that?
Because it was a doe. I don't know how you spell
Get with the program, Bill. Come on, man. That was like one of those dun-dun-dun-dun moments right there for you, Bill. Edit that one.
This is the best part of my day right now. This is pretty funny. Yeah. I hope everybody online thinks this is funny.
Because I find this, going back to the music and your kids, this is Italian, this is what it was called, KK. Explain to KK what kind of music you listen to in the car with your kids.
I listen to some pretty heavy metal stuff with my kids. And it's edited. It doesn't have any cuss words in it. But Slipknot, have you ever heard of them?
No.
Maybe Five Finger Death Punch rings a bell?
No.
No? They're very mild music. You know, it's mild-tempered, very easygoing. But, yeah, I really enjoy them.
Do they be in the back just nodding their head?
They know they know the words and their head bang. I mean, nodding their heads a little bit. And, yeah, it's a good time.
Let's see if I can find it on here.
You know, my daughter had been singing. I think she'd been watching Sister Act, and she's been singing, like, one of the parts on there.
Yeah.
If you want to be somebody, you want to go somewhere. But, like, she could never get to, like, the third part right. And it's just like Spanish to me, because I know what she's trying to say, but yeah. It just is not coming out. So and she just started yelling. As soon as we got in the car, you know, I strapped her up and we was on our way out, and she just started singing it. I'm like, what? And then she's like, you want to be somebody? You want to go somewhere? But she that third part, just it just cracks me up.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Nothing like being a dad.
Scissors, some song.
I don't know this song, actually, so
well,
I'm not sure.
The only song here that doesn't have an E next to it for explicit.
Well, the music I let my kids listen to has no cuss words, so got to look out for that.
Must have Apple Music.
We do have Apple Music, yep.
Hold Team on, awesome.
What's it called? You said five-fingered?
Come on, man. This is all going to be online, seriously.
Five?
Oh.
I'm not a big Slipknot fan.
Bill's like that guy that got to get every detail and...
How about Bad Company?
The one that kills the least? How's
no,
that
Bad Company by Five Finger Death Punch.
So Five Finger Death Punch is different than Slipknot?
It's a cover song, but...
I just thought you was a Kings of Leon like Greg.
That's Greg. Greg likes Kings of Leon. We listen to a lot of Christian music, listen to some Spanish music. We're...
See?
Kids are very cultured, so...
What kind of Spanish music?
Well, there's a song called Rebellion by, I think it's Joe Arroyo. I think it might be... Might be Joe, but yeah, it's a really good song. We love that. It's like a salsa song, so we play that a lot in my house.
What kind of meals do the kids like? Do they like these casseroles and whatnot that you were mentioning?
Yeah, they do. They like that stuff. We try to make them eat healthy, so you know, a lot of mac and cheese and hot dogs.
Healthy.
Yes, very okay. Very healthy stuff, right? Yeah. No, but yeah, my wife does a really good job of feeding them a lot of vegetables and a lot of, you know, protein and stuff that'll get their bodies growing.
Tell us about, if you don't mind, your being from Scotland, and why don't you have an accent?
Well, I used to have a strong Scottish accent. I used to be able to turn it on and off whenever I wanted, but I'm a wee bit embarrassed. Embarrassed? See, I don't even know how to pronounce words now. I've become Americanized, so it's a little bit embarrassing.
You just
for me.
Shocked me right there. I never knew that.
Yeah, I could turn it on and off. My mom still has her full Scottish accent, and there's some words I still say, like mum and anything.
Me mum.
Yeah, my mum.
That's awesome.
Can you tell us what you're going to do for dinner tonight in your Scottish accent?
What is for dinner tonight? You know what? My wife actually told me what she was in my Scottish accent, because I don't know what's for dinner tonight. I'm not really sure. You guys are putting me on the spot. No, I refuse.
Okay.
I refuse to do it. I'm going to spare myself some embarrassment.
So how many years did you live in Scotland?
I lived in Scotland for 6 years total. So I was born in Scotland, lived there for 3 years, and then we moved to Canada. And then moved back to Scotland for 3 years. So I still remember a little bit from living over there, but, you know, most of my memories from childhood were when we lived in Germany and then Florida.
Do you try to go back?
We want to go back really bad. I want to show my wife, like, where I came from and stuff. And I still have family over there, so it'd be really nice to see them.
I think one of the things that impressed me with you, man, is remember when we went on that cruise together?
I remember that. That was fun. That's, yeah, we went on that's when KK and I became best friends.
We went on a cruise together, and that's when I knew Graham was like one of my – he was going to be one of my good friends on the team. So the guy's a – he's a party animal, man, when it comes to
just, a party animal.
He could dance.
Oh, man, I cannot dance. I'll have a good time and make a fool out of myself, but I cannot dance.
It's like he goes out there with, like, no remorse of, I don't care, like, what people think about my dance moves.
You can't. That's how you have
pretty
fun.
Good.
Do you have things called dance moves?
I have a lot of moves, but I don't know if they're considered dance moves.
I don't know if we're moving in the right direction, but they're good moves.
That's right. That's after I kick a field goal, you will not see me dancing. Ever.
Have you ever seen like a white guy dance?
Justin Tucker dances.
That's why I don't dance.
Yeah, he can dance okay. Yeah, I can't dance.
Did you dance at your wedding?
I did. I danced with my wife and cut the rug a little bit. And I feel like I did an all right job.
Can you dance?
Nah, I can. I got little moves, but I can't dance. I think it's a difference. Like, you gotta have, like, you gotta be able to feel the, you know, the beat and move to the beat, and compared to like dancing, you like, you know, routines and stuff like that. But I got a little swag to me a little bit.
Yeah, tangentially, we're not really talking about football. This would be because it's not while you're playing; it would be after a play. You don't have like a sack dance or anything like that. Have you ever done anything like that?
No, not in the regular season. Playoffs, I do. I try to have something in playoffs. You know, it's like one of those things. Like, you have like a couple in your pocket. But you don't necessarily know which one is going to come out when you get that sack. It all depends on, you know, and stuff like that. But during the regular season, I'm just cool, calm, you know, because it's the regular season. We got a lot more games to play.
Anybody's you've liked over the years?
Yeah, I mean, Jared Allen is a classic. But
you know, we have an intern called Jared Allen. It's not the real Jared Allen. I mean, I think
I think a lot of moves been pretty decent this year. They've been creative so far, so.
Yeah, they can be better with that stuff. So what are you drinking there, Grant?
This is plant-based protein.
Is it as good as it sounds?
It is. It's actually not bad. It's Garden of Life makes it, and if they want to send some my way,
I would
greatly appreciate that. But yeah, it's really good stuff. I feel like it's very easy on my stomach and a little change up when it comes to my diet.
What's in there?
A lot of plant-based protein. I don't know how to really dig deep into it, to what's in it. I just know it's good for me.
Do you drink this stuff?
No. I'm a natural guy. No shots, Graham.
This is technically all natural because it's from plants.
I'm just saying. I don't have to take anything.
He's just a natural beast is what he was trying to say.
I wouldn't say all
that. # humble brag right there.
Do kickers, do you think these days, and again, this isn't about football, this is about lifestyle, do they take better care of themselves than they used to?
What do you think, KK?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what you guys be doing while we be, you know, working on our, but stretching-wise, you guys do some weird stretches.
Yeah, we do a lot of work outside of you know, a lot of people don't think that we really do a whole lot when we're here because there's not a whole lot of things to meet about. You know, pretty much kick the ball straight and through the post. But, yeah, we do a lot of stuff outside of it. We lift a lot of weights and do a lot of mobility work. But, yeah, I think we do a good job of taking care of ourselves. You know, it's a long season, and just like any other position, you have to take care of your body.
So how do you learn about stretching?
There's actually a book that we have, I think it's The Anatomy of Stretching. So if you have any ache or pain or injury, it'll take you through the things to stretch to alleviate that. And there's actually been a lot of guys that kind of huddle around our locker area and go through those stretches, especially during training camp because, you know, your body's really taking a beating. So, yeah, I think it helps out a lot. And JJ has really been the guy to bring that to our group.
JJ Graham and Pilardi is like our yoga instructors.
Yeah. Have you guys heard of Massage Envy? You know that chain, Massage Envy? I've been seeing all these commercials. They're now doing like sports stretching now. I'm surprised it's taken someone that long to come up with that idea. It makes a lot of sense.
It does, yeah.
For schlubs like me that don't have folks that'll do it. You know, I don't have some place to go do it. Like, it's nice that you guys get stuff like that. But people like me that want to go get stretched out or like that, not just a proper massage. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a cool option.
It is cool. Yeah, I think it helps prevent injuries and it just helps you feel better when you're not tight.
So your life after football, I think you told me once that it might be what, marketing?
Yeah, I think I could be a huge asset for somebody in the marketing department. I did sales when I was in college, like telemarketing. And
you were one of the people that called us?
I was one of the people. I said, hey, this is Graham Mino from the Florida State Seminole football team. Okay. And I'm calling on behalf of the Seminole Boosters, and I was wondering if you would like to become a booster today and if I could tell you a little bit more about that.
How'd that go for you?
Great.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome. I had a lot of good time, a lot of good experiences with people.
So you sold it?
I did. I sold it. And it was good. It was a good experience, you know, getting to work a little bit and help the school out.
I can dig it.
So actually, go back to this cruise. Was this one of those Panthers cruises, or did you guys just, you know, went on a cruise by yourself?
It was a Panthers cruise.
Okay.
And I think Graham brung Britt Dog, which is his wife, and then I brung my mother and my grandmother. So it was, and then one of my best friends.
Are you a mom's boy?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my homie.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, you know, we realized, you know, we all was going on a, you know, trip, and then like, I think that group we had was, you know, was a pretty cool group, because we wasn't like, you know, shy about anything. Like, we all danced, we all did it. You know, we all was just having fun and not worried about anything. And, you know, a lot of the fans was having fun as well.
Yeah, we had a really good time.
And where did the cruise go to?
St. Martin.
St. Juan's. Yep. St. Keats.
Yep. Those were the three spots that we stopped at. It was so much fun. Hopefully we can get to do that at some other time as well. Maybe even outside of the Panthers. It was so much fun.
You guys are going to be cruise buddies until you're like 60, 70, get those old Cabana shirts.
We'll probably have canes when we're like, you know, 90 years old.
You guys play shuffleboard?
Shuffleboard, yeah. We'll go on one of those old folks cruises, and it'll be me, KK, Mario. We'll have a reunion. It was AJ Klein, Mario, Luke, KK, myself, and was there one other? I think somebody else was supposed to come, but couldn't make it.
Right, somebody was supposed to come, yeah. And come.
Well, yeah, it was so much fun, though.
You know, he went to Germany this summer.
Melvin White was supposed to come.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, I heard about that. I heard it was an awesome time.
I went to a couple spots. Longstool was one of the spots that I enjoyed. But I think the whole thing going down there, like, we went down there for like 6-7 days, and I went down there with the wrong mindset to jump off, you know, going down there like, oh, like, you know, you can go here and here and shop a lot. And realized we didn't have a lot of time that we thought we'd have. And we was in like a whole, like, you know, we was on a basis. So everything from the basis is probably like an hour out. And, you know, the whole mindset was, you know, go down there, have fun. This was like a vacation, but it was really a tour. And next thing you know, like, we go on these different bases and you realize, you know, the true meaning why you went down there, as far as like, you know, giving back to, you know, these soldiers who's been, you know, some has been deported and some who's just, you know, been at war and all that. So, and then it was just like, and one of the big things that stood out was how so many, you know, soldiers commit suicide. It's probably like one of the highest in the regular population, just because, like, you know, some of those things that, you know, thousands and thousands of miles away from their family, and, you know, and couldn't have like that physical, you know, touch of hugging, you know, family, stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of them committed suicide, and it was just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? It was a humbling experience. Sit back like, all right, we really down here to cheer these people up instead of, you know, too busy trying to get out and, you know, do other stuff. So, you know, after we really realized that, then, you know, you just saw a lot of us just like really just, you know, lending that hand out to become, you know, have them comfort and, you know, just putting a smile on their face. Because once they saw us, you know, with our jerseys on and stuff like that, it was just like, you know, they got away from reality for a little bit and, you know, and just enjoyed the moment.
I want to ask you a little bit about, because you've done a lot of military stuff. You've done a lot of, but, and I don't want to delve too much or at all really into the protest stuff or anything like that. But what I'm thinking about right now is that you guys and your crews and what locker rooms can do to bring cultures together. Like, you're a kicker. You're big defensive tackle, and you guys are talking about going on a cruise together. So I mean, that's, if you guys weren't playing football, right, what would you even know each other? Now this, a team brings you together, and that's, I think that's a cool part of all this, and I don't think people really you know, sit back and think about how good the game is as far as bringing, we've been talking about it a lot, like how it brings fans and whatnot together, mm-hmm. perhaps, but inside the locker room, it is kind of wild how cultures come together.
Yeah, I think it is pretty incredible. I mean, sports does an awesome job of just bringing everyone together. And, I've met some of my greatest friends that I'll have for life through sports.
Me, I hope.
What's that?
Say me, I hope.
Yep, like KK, for example. And, it really is incredible. We have so much fun. And I guess when you're in the locker room, you really don't think about any of that other stuff. Everybody's kind of, you know, your brothers. And that's just the way I look at it. You know, I don't think any differently about any of my teammates. And that's how I feel. You know, I have four brothers, and I would say that the locker room environment is a lot like, you know, having some extra brothers.
Any deep thoughts on that, KK?
Say the same thing, man. You're spending more time with these people than you actually like your siblings, and you know, you start to grow that camaraderie, that brotherly love, you know, with these guys that you are going to be half the year with. So, you know, and all that. And you have some guys who just stay in contact and be around each other all year round pretty much. And, you know, and that's what locks in family and, you know, shows the true character of, you know, of each other in that locker room.
Yeah, it really does break down. I think not just football, but, you know, locker rooms, they break down these barriers and these walls, and we're all similar. Anyway, that's my cheesy thought for the day. But real quick, because we do want to make this shorter than our other ones. Why have you done so much stuff in the community? Because I know you've done a lot of stuff with the military and stuff like that. Do you have a connection with that?
So I've had a lot of family, grandfathers, you know, great-grandfathers. A lot of my family has fought in wars and served, you know, in the military, both for the UK and for the United States. My dad was in the Navy, U.S. Navy, for 30 years. And I've had three brothers who are United States Marines. So if it wasn't for football, honestly, I probably would have been in the Marine Corps. And just because my brother's my hero and I wanted to be just like him. So, and then, you know, I feel like the Panthers do such a great job in the community. There's always something every week, you know, whether it's a Play 60 event for the kids at school, or, you know, Thomas Davis is always in the community. We have so many guys that do things. I know KK does a lot, and it's fun just to be able to, you know, I don't have a foundation as such, but I try to help out with other guys's and, you know, try to make the most of those opportunities. Because when I was a kid, you know, you look up to the guys that are in the NFL, and I always thought, you know, one day I want to be able to make it to that level and also give back. So it's pretty surreal just being able to be here and have those opportunities. And I know I'm not going to play in the NFL forever, so, you know, I want to make the most of it while I can.
Nice. Okay, KK, you want to wrap it up? You have a final thought?
No. I think Graham's been a great asset to the show, and Graham, we usually close out with a slogan.
Yeah.
I think mine's with the first week was "It get greater later." You know, obviously you have, you know, things start off, you know, not where you want it, but you know, you have focus and you keep faith, and you know, and it becomes better later down the road. You have a slogan words of wisdom that you live by?
Man, the thing that that comes to my mind is just, you know, seize the moment. Coach Rivera always talks about being where your feet are. And I feel like everybody's been given different talents and different abilities. And at the end of the day, you want to use whatever talent and ability that you've been given for good. And so, you know, whatever that is, I feel like you gotta find it. You gotta make it the best you can and try to help somebody else with that and make a positive impact at the end of the day. So I feel like, you know, seize the moment and be the best you can be.
This was nice. I feel like we should have a group hug after this.
That was good, right? This is a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys having me on here.
Thanks for coming. No problem, man. Thanks, Graham.
Talk to you later.